Life Audio.
Welcome to Crosswalk the Devotional. We're glad to have you listening. Today's topic is hope for healing. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from our sponsor. A Bump on a Log by Meg Bucher, read by Kelly Jane McGlynn. He will take our weak mortal bodies and change them into glorious bodies like his own, using the same power with which he will bring everything under his control. Philippians 3:21 NLT. Bump on a log. It's an old saying, but an accurate description of how I felt. The pounds were piling on, and I was running out of wardrobe options. "You're fine," my people reassured me. "No, you have not gained weight," my husband promised. But I knew something had changed, and it wasn't my lifestyle. When blood work revealed the reason for all the extra pounds piling on, I was relieved. Not only did I have an answer, but a solution. On this earth, our bodies are constantly breaking down, and it's not always because of our age. Diagnoses happen at all ages and stages. Physically and mentally, we are going to feel like bumps on a log some days, for we are constantly reminded of which side of heaven we are residing on. The side with the sin problem, the curse of it leaving us subject to sickness, weakness, disease, and death. Before the pandemic, many professionals were concerned about the downturn in the mental health of the world. Post-pandemic, we have drifted into a mental health pandemic of sorts. There isn't one of us who wasn't touched by the isolation, sickness, confusion, restrictions, and loss the pandemic brought us. And now, we are all left reeling to find our next steps in a life which feels more extreme and out of control than ever before. "He will bring everything under his control," Paul wrote. The world we live in is hurting, physically and mentally. Many are spiritually bankrupt and have nothing to put their hope in, no reason to hope. Our job as Christ followers to love people is incredibly important. Always has been, always will be. Hope is not lost, though it sure seems to be some days. We as Christ followers are not sheltered from the suffering, but rather we walk through it alongside everyone else. The difference is the hope we have in Jesus, the hope which guarantees our struggling physical bodies and minds battling with anxiety and depression will soon be exchanged for glorious bodies like his own. Let's not walk through life telling each other, "You're fine." Look, a lot of us are not fine, but tons of us have an everlasting hope pulling us through and illuminating the beauty of the world and the people around us. Hope allows us to recognize God and see the good, no matter what our circumstances are. The NIV translation of Philippians 3:21 reads, "Who, by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body." Our complete hope lies not in the power of doctors, medicine, counselors, or pastors to change our circumstances. God will heal through those and many other giftings, but the anchor of our hope is found in Christ alone. God loves us so much, he gave his only son to die so we would not have to suffer forever. Jesus willingly gave his life to give us hope. There is no greater love story than the love the Lord has for us. The Voice paraphrase of Philippians 3:20-21 reads, "But we are citizens of heaven, exiles on earth, waiting eagerly for a liberator, our Lord Jesus, the Anointed, to come and transform these humble, earthly bodies into the form of his glorious body by the same power that brings all things under his control." Intersecting faith and life. When we have to spend time in the hospital, it's hard to think about anything else but getting home. Being away from our family and our community makes us feel homesick. The longing we feel for our earthly home is rooted in the pull of eternity in heaven, on our heartstrings. God is powerful. He is the creator of all, fully in control of this world, which seems so chaotic. But he will transform us. In fact, for all who have given their lives to Christ, the transformation has already begun. It's okay to feel like a bump on a log here on earth, as long as we don't allow those feelings to become facts. Every day has purpose, the easy and the hard, the good and the bad. Let us seek God each day, undistracted by our brokenness, and laser focused on the hope we have in him. He's never broken a promise. Transformation is coming. God bless and glory up. For further reading, 1 Corinthians 15, 35 through 58, and 2 Corinthians 5, 1 through 10.
Hey, listeners, thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
In a recent survey, parents reported that 52% of homeschooled children need learning accommodations. These parents need practical advice, encouragement, and hope to fuel their homeschooling efforts. The Empowering Homeschool Conversations podcast is where parents gain wisdom on how to teach unique learners successfully at home, like Laura, who recently told us, "I needed this episode. I don't need a fancy curriculum or need to be a special ed teacher to teach my son. You have given me hope." To listen now, go to Life Audio or search Empowering Homeschool Conversations on your favorite podcast app.